Tippy Talks Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Tippy Talks, your financial empowerment podcast full of education, resources, and so much more for service providers. My name is Ashley and I'm one of the account managers here at Tippy. We know you're busy, so let's dive in. All right. Well, welcome back to Tippy Talks. We're so excited to have Desiree Moorhoffer on today. We've talked already and I couldn't wait to hop back on with you. Everything you said was so good. And you have so much knowledge and so much to give in your industry. And I'm so delighted to have you here. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Alex, for having me.
I really want to start at the very beginning and take us through that journey of you've been through a lot of different phases, I would say, in your career. So as a Tippy account with us, we always love to feature our accounts that have so much knowledge to share. And that's definitely where I think you're really going to shine and really feel like the community will recognize that with you for sure. So let's start at the beginning. Tell us how you started in the business of in the beauty space.
Yeah, absolutely. I started back in 2005. So I've been a licensed esthetician for quite some time now. I originally went to aesthetic school because I struggled with my own skin. And I lived in a small town where there was no estheticians. You know, we were doing proactive and, you
yes.
know, over the counter. That was kind of like all we had at that time. And I struggled with in my teens up to my early 20s with acne. And, you know, I was really insecure and I just lacked confidence. And I remember this woman told me, you know, you should see an esthetician. And I was like, what's an esthetician? I didn't even know what that was at that time. Yeah. I was, you know, 20 years old and I decided to look it up and I was very intrigued by the profession. And I ended up going to aesthetic school and getting my aesthetics license. And I became one of the first licensed estheticians in my hometown, which was so cool because, you know, it was an untapped market. It was something Pueblo, Colorado needed at that time. And I ended up working for a hair salon and I became their brow artist, which, you know, there was hairstylists would style hair and then they would send their client to me and I would shape their brows. And I became known as the brow girl in Pueblo.
Cool.
Really fun. I did that for about 3 years. And then I realized, you know what, there's this deep need for high quality advanced skincare. And I remember I was pregnant with my second child at that time. And I kind of was at this crossroads where I was like, do I, you know, take a good maternity leave and stay home and leave the salon? Or do I go out on my own? Do I just take the leap of faith? And after prayer and just discussions with my husband, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to open up a skincare studio in Pueblo. And March 13th, so next month will be 16 years. March 13th, 2009 is when I opened up Beautiful You Skincare Studio. It was a 300 square foot, one room, one treatment room area. And I left the salon and started with 30 brow wax clients.
Oh.
And it just built from there. You know, I knew I could pay my booth rent with 30 brow wax clients at the time. And I ended up having my second child in May. I took 2 weeks off maternity leave, which is crazy. To think about now.
I'm sure everyone listening right now can definitely relate to that because, you know, your availability is what matters. Yeah.
Exactly. So, you don't want to lose those clients, you know, sure. And we're not really as self-employed individuals. We're not really protected with benefits and time off and maternity leave. So I knew I had to get this business up and running. And That's what I did. I pushed through. I opened up the studio. I came back and I went all in on it. And it did take off, and I did build a skincare clientele. And what was so great about that is within a year, I hired my first employee. That's and then I went down the path of becoming an employer.
Right.
Estheticians. And so, yeah, it's just been like a crazy journey. And that's just the start of the studio.
Yeah. Right. So, right. Yeah. And you have so much more to get into, which I'm just, you know, I'm just dying for you to share it all. But yeah, so becoming a new boss, really, right? It's like kind of employing and bringing on other people. It, I'm sure, was something to navigate through. How did you reach out to a coach? Like, how did you begin starting to navigate through that piece?
Yeah, well, originally when I first started, I didn't know anything. So we were just kind of failing forward. We were learning hard lessons early on in the business years. I would hire, I would, you know, not have contracts in place. I would not have real strong policies or procedures. And it ended up, you know, always kind of coming back on me to where I'd be like, darn it, why didn't I have that in place?
Oh.
And so fast forward, you know, after I hired and trained estheticians, I finally realized that I needed some consulting and I needed some really good business, you know, support in the business. And so I did, I hired my business coach, who's also my business attorney, and we've been in partnership since 2012. So it's been a very long time working with him. And he came in and he looked at my business and he evaluated every area and really helped me to see areas that I can improve on, compensation structures that made more sense for the business, policies, procedures that would protect me. And that was like a turning point for our skincare studio. It was really when I started to feel like more confident as a business owner, more empowered as a business owner. And prior to that, I was just trying to figure it out like most do, right? And you lose money, you lose relationships, and you kind of end up hating the process. And so I've been on both ends of the spectrum, really, really low lows, struggling to get by, and really high highs where we're thriving. And I think the biggest reason why I think I was thriving is because I found mentorship and support.
Yeah.
And it's huge for our industry if you're going at it alone.
Definitely. Definitely. Because I mean, if we know what we're doing in our craft, right? So
yeah.
Obviously understanding where they're coming from as a service professional, but then, you know, you can relate to your employees that way. And that is amazing. When you can really put yourself in their shoes and relate to exactly what they're going through, that is the best piece right there, but it's just a piece. And then the rest, you do have to seek some help. I believe that because there is only so much you learn as you get into owning your own business in this industry anyway. And so I believe in that so much. And so I love that for you. And when did you guys brought Tippy in? When did you bring Tippy in?
Yeah. So Tippy was really cool because we knew that we were growing our staff and we needed a better way to, I think we were just trying to tip out at the end of the day through reporting. And this was post COVID. So we got back to our skincare studio and we realized, gosh, what a great service. What a great technology. This is something they would have to we'd have to ensure that they were getting the correct tips at night. And this just kind of streamlined everything for us. When we brought on Tippy for our providers, they felt like they had direct control over their tips.
Yeah.
And it was something that felt empowering for me. It felt really safe and it felt really good as a business owner to know, okay, I don't have to rely on a person at night, a cashier or a front desk person to tip out our staff members. And we were growing. I think we had 6 staff members, and we did start the academy too. So we had students that would earn tips. And this just worked out really beautifully for both sides of our business, to where we didn't have to think. We just didn't have to think as a business. We were like, it's all taken care of.
Awesome. So you brought up, and I love that Tippi has done that for you, because that's, you know, that is our mission. Our mission is to really empower all three, right? The customer, the service professional, the owner, and to really implement something that's really cool in our business. And that's increasing your income. You know, it's so cool, and a great thank you, and a way, you know, you guys work so hard every day. It is just that extra piece and extra thank you. So I love that. But you brought up about your academy, and I can't wait to dive into that a little bit deeper. So I know you have a transitional story there, and kind of navigating through that. So, you know, you've become a business, you went out on your own, you were working for yourself, you now started this studio, brought on some people. You know, you're going through those ups and downs with, you know, with a mentor, then bringing that in and kind of like navigating through all of that. So explain, how did you get from that space into then let's start this academy? Because, you know, I feel this calling, I feel this purpose here.
Yes, this was, something that I didn't realized early on that I wanted to do. It kind of birthed out of a need. And so as I was employing estheticians, I realized that we were all traveling to Colorado Springs, which was about an hour north of our hometown, to get education. But the education was subpar. We would come out of aesthetic school and we just felt like we were lacking, you know, just really high quality skill set. And particularly the estheticians that I would hire, they would feel like they needed more. And I became that trainer, and I loved that part of my business. For the first 10 years of my aesthetics career, being a business owner, I was a trainer, I was a mentor, I was developing them, I was teaching them protocols, and I was actually helping them build a business. And I really, that was the part that I was so passionate about, was, you know, retail, sales, retention, customer service. And I basically developed this program within my skincare studio, and, you know, they would thrive, and they would build up their books, and they would feel good, and they'd be making great money, and then they would leave. And we all know as business owners that all journeys come to an end. With providers, at times when they're thriving, they see the opportunity to go out on their own. And this was the theme of my business for 10 years. And I just found myself like in this state of like stress. Every time that I lost somebody, a high producer, it would make me feel like I didn't have any other choice but to go back to my treatment room and provide. And
as an owner, you were really starting to look at, what does that look like for me to back away so I can pour more into my business. I think I just want to touch on that piece, because I think all owners listening to this want to step away from doing services. Maybe not 100%, but definitely a good chunk, so they can have the time to really put into building a business and creating more opportunities. And I think that what you just said is huge, because it's a never-ending cycle that you're kind of in, and that feeling. But you're not alone. Like, it just happens constantly. And how do you pull away, and how can you navigate through that piece, which I think you've done beautifully.
This was the biggest challenge in my skincare business. And I realized other business owners go through it. At the time, I thought, gosh, am I the only one that just can't retain? And I realized, like, there's gotta be something else. Yeah. And for some people, it's just constantly having new staff trained. But I, at that point, was having my fourth child when it happened. And I'll share with you what happened to me. That just, it was a switch for me.
Yeah.
I was ready to go on my last maternity leave. And prior to that, as I shared, I had only taken 2-3 weeks at a time for any former maternity leave. And I really wanted to enjoy that time with my baby and my children. And I had a rock solid esthetician in place. She had been with me for 3 years. You know, we were locked in, and I told her, you know, I'm going to give you all of these clients to take care of for 4 months. I really want a 4-month maternity leave. They trust you. They know you. They like you. And she's like, I got you. This was, you know, a few months before. And so I felt so confident going on that maternity leave. And I really, I thought at that time, I have it. I have the team. I'll never have to go through this again. And it happened. The day before my maternity leave, she came to me. She was, you know, kind of distraught about it too, because we had formed a strong relationship. But she said, Desiree, I want to let you know that I have an opportunity that I just cannot pass up. And I'm so sorry, but I can no longer be here. And I'm not able to, you know, take care of your clients here. And I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And just, it like hit me like a ton of bricks.
Definitely.
I was like, oh, like, what do you do? Like, I'm scheduled. I have no more clients on the books. I'm getting ready. I threw my hands up and I said, that's fine. I wish you the best. And it was the hardest.
Yeah.
Emotional moment for me in my business, where you almost have those thoughts of like, do I continue this? Is it?
Right.
And I had a couple other estheticians that were new, but the clients did leave with her. Most of them did, because who's going to wait 4 months for their provider? And I lost a significant amount of business. My business was struggling, but I was determined to have that maternity leave. Nothing else mattered to me at that point. And I took it. And during that time, Ashley, I was praying. Yeah. I was talking to God, and God said, you need to open a skincare school.
Yeah.
You have been training and developing students and empowering them so much that they're so confident to go out on their own. You got this. You can do this.
Yeah.
And I knew that dropped in for a reason. I knew that was my new purpose and mission. And it took me 2 years to get there, to complete that, you know, that school process, but I did it. And Beautiful You Skincare Academy was born in January of 2019. And it's been great ever since.
That's amazing. I mean, what a pivot, and how to recognize the all of the, you know, ups and the downs, but taking something and turning it into, wow, you know, you I'm sure you look back and you're like, wow, why didn't I start to do that earlier, or, you know, things like that. But isn't it amazing when you look back and you say, but if I did it earlier, would I have been ready? You know, it's so cool to see all of the ups and the downs and the left turns and the right turns, and, you know, how it ends up, because all of those things are there for a reason, and lessons learned along the way, and opportunities come and they go, but they all are there for a reason. And I believe that so much, and you've really navigated into a purpose, which is so cool. And you not only have a school, but you are looking at, you have another location coming up. Right? You have another school coming up, right?
We have three campuses now.
Campuses. I'm sorry. Yes, three campuses. And I love the model of it. The model guys, when you're listening to her, and it is a small, like a very intimate setting of learning. And I think when you look back into, all of us can look back at our cosmetology or aesthetics training, massive classes, right? Massive training, massive, one thinking kind of style. And this is not like that. And I think that it's just going to continue to grow. Desiree, you have something that's you started, and it's just going to continue to grow. And I think that the mindset is so cool.
Thank you. Yeah, we call ourselves the Anti-Big Box Beauty College.
Love that. Love that.
Just kind of like disrupting the industry, right? Because we were so used to being in that big box setting where there was, you know, 30, 40 plus students, and you're trying to, you know, share the equipment and get the instructor's attention. And I was really intentional about the environment that I wanted to create, and it modeled after my skincare studio. Mm-hmm. That I knew I was the educator, I was the mentor, I was developing them in a small setting of 6 to 8. And I just wanted to like duplicate that and make sure that we had high quality curriculum, but that it was infused with business development. And that's the difference between our schools and other schools, is that we're teaching them how to look at this from the lens of a business owner. Even though they go work for somebody, I taught my estheticians how to become entrepreneurs, how to think and have a business mindset. And that's what made them so successful, and to go out on their own and have successful solo esthetician businesses. So now what we're seeing is we're seeing from school to solo. And that's the path. And that's super empowering to see these estheticians build a clientele while they're in school, develop the confidence, develop the mindset, you know, just break those limiting beliefs that we struggle with.
Absolutely.
And succeed. So yeah, it's really cool. I like that you said, like, we come to the place when we're ready. Like,
you do.
You know, I don't have any regrets. There's lessons in my 10 years of running a spa. I learned so much, and it made me a better leader, made me a better educator and a better business owner. I know I wasn't ready until that moment when, you know, it all hit me and I said, I could do this better. And I want to just tell people, like, maybe it's education, maybe it's consulting, maybe it's coaching. There are multiple streams of revenue for when your business takes those dips when people leave. Right. There are creative ways to sustain yourself.
Yes, I love that you brought that up, because that was one point that I was thinking about for days after we talked. And it's true, you know, you want to move away from doing services as an owner. You want to pour back into your business. What happens when someone leaves? Because they're gonna, right? It happens, and it's inevitable. So where's the thing that sets you apart? Where's the difference that is something that you can rely on and lean on? And I love that you brought those pieces into it, because there's so many opportunities out here in this industry, and what you've created is really awesome. I mean, I couldn't commend you more. You're just doing such a phenomenal job, and I love hearing your story. So you have totally, definitely, I know, have created some minds are turning right now. And I know that you've really given hope to a lot of people. So if you could give one piece of advice to someone that's, you know, possibly where you were back 5 years ago, 6 years ago, what would that advice be?
Oh man, if I'm looking back on 5 years ago, I would have said, gosh, believe in yourself, take a chance on yourself, do something that's outside of your comfort zone. Yeah. Because doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result is, what do they say? It's insanity, right? And so that was me. I was on the hamster wheel. I just couldn't get off this cycle of, you know, just my pain points. And I think education is the way. I would love to empower owners to look at that as an opportunity, even if it's a small division of your business where you say, I'm going to look into what it takes to get a microdermabrasion course approved, a microneedling course approved, a permanent makeup course approved in my state. And I'm going to teach this because I specialize in this. And I'm going to figure this out because the stream of revenue that it's going to provide for you is something you're never going to have to feel grief around. You're never going to have to feel like I've poured everything into this for it to be taken away.
Sure. And
education is something that is ongoing. And I think if you're passionate about leadership, if you're passionate about mentorship and education, then an aesthetic school may be your path to diversification in your business. I really empower the beauty school approach because it complements your business. What I love so much about our model is that we get to handpick the most outstanding students to come work for our studios.
Yeah.
That is like super cool because it's just this like evolution of growth. And then they become instructors someday.
Yeah.
My daughter's a perfect example. She went through the program at 17. She became a licensed esthetician in our studio. Now she's an instructor. And she'll soon be a director. So, you know, it's just like you're providing a path for them.
Yeah. That is truly amazing. I love that. And I love that you point that out. And education, I know that a lot of us think there's so much education out there, right? There's so many people doing it. There is, but there's no one that can do it like you. And you have a specific passion and you have a specific touch and communication skill. And I think if you go about it looking at it that way, none of us are alike. We all bring something different to the table. And that's what's beautiful about our industry is that I feel like when we all come together in some sort of way, community, or we're out in events or something, we're all in the same boat and we all really can thrive off of each other. So your idea, I can take your idea and be like, okay, well, we can implement it, but we'll implement it this way, you know, and everybody can share the things that have been working for them. But the way that you implement it into your business, it might look different because you're you and you're unique. And I love that you said, just go for it, because that's huge. There's just one step and that's forward.
Absolutely. And one of the ethos that we kind of teach in our schools is collaboration over competition.
Yes.
And the abundance mindset. And you're speaking exactly to that. We have to look at the industry from an abundant mindset. If we look at it from the scarcity perspective, then we're always going to feel like there's not enough and I don't have what it takes and there's nothing left for me to, you know, fill in a gap. And I think that's the wrong mindset. You have your unique essence. You have your unique approach. And people are going to resonate with just you because it's you. And I think that's the best way to offer your services to the world is to be authentic, to love what you do, and to show up in a way that's true to yourself, and the people will resonate. They'll buy your online courses. They'll sign up for your programs. They'll buy your products. And yeah. I've seen this in my own business. And yeah, I think as long as the business owner takes that leap of faith and tries something new and different, you never know if it's going to work until you try.
Absolutely. Oh, so
and
good.
It's just kind of like, I'm gonna try it. Let's see if it works. And fortunate for me, it did.
Yeah. And I'm sure you adjust and you reflect along the way, right? When we're all starting something new, it's never going to look the same 5 years from now, right? But it's a start. And gosh, you know, what if you didn't start? And then you kind of will regret that. So there's no regrets.
No regrets.
I love that. Oh, so good. Thank you so much for doing this with me. I really appreciate it. You've helped so many people and you're going to continue to do it.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I love the industry. I love to connect with other business owners.
Yes.
I'm here to support as well. So thank you.
We'll be sharing all your info.
Thank you.
Hey, Tippy family. Terry McKim here, founder of Tippy. When I came up with the concept many years ago on the back of a piece of paper, I couldn't have imagined it would turn out like this. The businesses, and most importantly, the users, are really what makes this company so special. The goal then, and still today, was to better the beauty industry, but most importantly, provide financial tools to empower the service professionals. So when we say Tippy was created and built in industry, we mean it. We now have a community of strong, talented, and hardworking individuals, and we're still growing. Thank you for trusting us. We can't wait to keep growing with you.